A little bit about the Gaylord family. Mm-hmm. I say for the record here, the publishing company and family of the Oklahoman, the Daily Oklahoman, the founder was E.K. Gaylord.
Correct.
But then you got to know his son the best,
yes.
Edward L. Gaylord. Talk about your relationship to him, and I believe you became friends.
Well, when I worked at WKOR Radio on television, I wouldn't say we were good friends at that time. I worked for him, and I found him to be a very reasonable person when I would have periodic luncheons with him. The thing that I would say the most about him to begin with, which is so important, he gave us the tools to work with. He gave us the state-of-the-art equipment to do our jobs and never faltered from doing that, including keeping the facility in good shape. If we needed a new front wall or a new equipment, he provided it. So I always respected that. Then as I left for a couple of years to go with WKY Radio only, I started getting to be more close to him, and then I was brought back, partly with his help, I believe, to be the president and general manager of WKY, which was then KTVY. It's now KFOR. He was a very important man to this community, controversial to some, but certainly not to me and most of those people that knew him well. He did a lot more for this community and people than most everybody knows. But I did become friends with him and would break bread on many occasions and take trips. And I saw a very down-to-earth guy that liked to work in the garden in his khakis, wonderful to his wife, Thelma, and absolutely tremendous to his daughters, Mary and Christy and Louise. They've married wonderful people. Two of them that still live here, husbands, have gone on to do wonderful things in the medical world and certainly in the sports world with Clay Bennett, investing and bringing the Thunder to Oklahoma City. But I miss him greatly, and I always wonder WWWELGD, that's what would Ed Gaylord do when I get in the jam, because he was a very sound thinker, and I miss him greatly.
You would ask him for advice more than likely?
Yes, I would, and he'd give it to me. Sometimes I didn't like the advice sometimes, but no, he was a wonderful person to me and to my family. I hate it when there's other people that may not have had such a good fortune to know him and maybe thought differently, but he was a true gentleman. He had a great sense of humor. A lot of people didn't realize that, but he did. He helped me. When I was raising funds, it was always nice to be able to say, and I didn't always do this, I didn't have to finally, which was kind of nice because the projects would speak for themselves of the past, but it was nice to go in and say, well, Ed Gaylord has given to this, and that helped me a lot to get others fall in line. I didn't use it. I just gave him a fact because generally I did go to him with the idea of not only the project, but how much you're going to give. He was an outstanding person. He was helping us keep that baseball club here and sent me out to try to see if I could get some money from the community to buy it. And I said, well, first, tell me what are you going to do? And of course, we're back to that million when you said that I asked for a million. Well, he volunteered that much and more.
A million for
keeping the ball club.
Right.
Clay Bennett entered into the situation and helped complete raising the money to make it reality to keep the ball club here. The Red Hawks.
Right.
Was the 89ers at the time.
He used his newspaper, of course, to support issues in the community. Was he one to talk about them a lot with you or politics or anything?
We'd talk politics, sure. Yeah. Everybody knows he was a conservative, but I've seen him where he's come out for and voted for Democrats. You know, he was a registered Democrat, I believe, to the day of his departure. But he was a conservative and proud of it. Yeah, we'd talk and joke and laugh and discuss, as did his family and I'm sure some of his other good friends.
You said earlier that he contributed to the community in ways that the community doesn't know. So would he maybe give money or
whatever? Yes, I've seen him slip a check in a guy's pocket. Example, I don't mind telling one of them, but I was over in Tulsa for, I believe it was a diabetes award, and he was the honoree. So I was one of the roasters. It was a roast. I was one of the roasters. Pretty hard to roast a guy that you were working for, but I had gone to work for WQI only at that time, so I was able to roast him okay. But I never will forget, they raised a lot of money. But I saw him slip a check into Zero's pocket.
Into Henry Zero's pocket.
Henry Zero's pocket as a little extra amount for the cause. They're not in the paper about that, and there's several of those that happened. Willie Shoemaker, I'll tell you one more, Bill Shoemaker, had that terrible accident. He's a great jockey. And I saw him do the same thing to his wife. I'm not trying to say he did that every day to somebody, but he just had a big heart. And he had a thing about him that he wanted to do things for people. mostly in a larger way, like the YMCA and the United Way, the arts and all that, and hospitals. He had a big thing here for a hospital out of Denver. Wasn't serving Oklahoma that well, except the people from Oklahoma that were going to this great hospital in Denver to get care.
So then after 31 years with WKY and Channel 4, it was time to move on. Mm-hmm. You turned to Ed Gaylord for advice, talked maybe about starting an advertising agency?
Yeah, he was suggesting that, and you said the time to move on. It wasn't my suggestion. Let's just put it the way it was. I was released. Knight Ritter hired this fella from Florida. They had 7 stations. He removed 6 of them. One was close to him. We were doing fine. Not trying to justify it. I never was bitter about it. I thought that I was getting a calling and maybe God was sending me someplace else, to be frank. Knight Ritter owned it. They bought it for $80 million. They sold it 2 years later for $40 million under his leadership, I'm glad to say. But anyway, I did move on. And so I was fortunate to come to a company where I am now, of Ackerman McQueen, in Oklahoma Event Marketing Department, which is a subsidiary of Ackerman. I can say that the transition to Ackerman, particularly after a few months, really became a wonderful, wonderful place to work. Probably won't be around with Ackerman many more years, but I can honestly say that Angus, in a lot of ways with Ed Gaylord, gives his people the tools and state-of-art equipment to do the job,
yep,
to hire the right people, but for them to have the equipment, state-of-the-art equipment, to make it work. He also believes in community involvement and is happy that I, along with Ed Martin, who's the president of Ackerman now, do things in the community. Angus is a very, very bright person, very laid back, and is not one to go out and about as much as I have done in the past, and Ed Martin still does today, along with a retired Ray Ackerman that is also a great community leader in his day, not only while he was with the organization, but as a retiree, Admiral Ray Ackerman.